With no end in sight to the crisis in Syria people in that country are facing, an increasingly bloody and uncertain future, but also hundreds of thousands have fled to neighbouring countries such as Turkey, for example, and Lebanon and also Jordan are also facing very, very difficult conditions. A delegation from the aid agency UNICEF Ireland has just completed a visit to Lebanon, where they describe conditions for those who fled from Syria as distressing and dire. In recent weeks, tensions have also spilled over the border, with fears that Lebanon could be further dragged into the civil war in Syria. RT's Philip Bromwell travelled to the Lebanese-Syrian border, from where he sent us this report.
Tears and tension on the Lebanese border with Syria. This informal settlement in the northern Akkar region is just 2 kilometres from Syria. Around 50 people are surviving here in makeshift tents. There are hundreds upon hundreds of these squalid settlements scattered around Lebanon. Here there are no showers, no toilets, no cooking facilities. But today, for an hour at least, there is some excitement here. A delegation from UNICEF Ireland has arrived. Visits like this break the miserable monotony of camp life. They're also an opportunity to cry for help. Through a translator, the leader of the camp tells us that many of the children are suffering from diarrhea. They just don't have enough water here, he says.
We really don't care if it's contaminated. If it's not, we just need water.
A mother shows us her 8-month-old baby.
He has diarrhea. It's 10 days.
Who is clearly malnourished.
And he's not eating.
A father lifts the dirty T-shirt on another young child. We can see the baby's ribcage. Local UNICEF field workers say these children are among the worst cases they've seen since the conflict in Syria started more than 2 years ago. It's estimated Lebanon is now home to more than 1 million Syrians, a staggering amount for a country with a population of just over 4 million. Children are at the heart of the crisis. Many are psychologically affected by the terrible violence they witness. In this tent, a psychologist tells us about one of the children he's been counselling.
The case of a child who saw his mother died, killed in front of him,
was beheaded
due to a bomb.
But tragedies like this have become a daily reality in a conflict which has claimed more than 80,000 lives.
One child that are coming to us, I think it's...
One worker with a local NGO explains how his organization has been helping a young boy suspected of suffering the effects of nerve gas.
When the child arrived to our center, he had already all of the symptoms. So he had weak nerves.
With horrors being heaped upon horrors, the UN has launched its largest ever appeal for humanitarian aid for the people of Syria.
How old is this little boy?
After visiting this settlement on the Lebanese border, the rugby player and UNICEF Ireland ambassador, Dunica O'Callaghan, reflected on what he had seen.
Been following the story all along, but it isn't until you actually see it is worse than I could ever imagine. They haven't got water, they haven't got food. There's kids in this very camp, there's kids dying from malnutrition, and that's probably the bit that rocked me. The bit that really shook me there was seeing two little girls the exact same age as my two daughters, but, you know, suffering tiny little wrists, tiny, you can see their bones. It just, you think, if that's your kid, what would you do? And you would do anything. These people really badly need help.
That was UNICEF Ireland Ambassador Dunica O'Callaghan ending that report from Philip Bromwell. You can see more of Philip's reports on television news programmes throughout the week, starting just after we go off the air on Morning Edition. And Peter Power of UNICEF Ireland will also be talking about what is obviously a very distressing and escalating situation in Lebanon as a result of the war in Syria.